from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. District School Board Ontario Northeast is on board with a provincial plan to offer COVID-19 vaccines in schools. The English Public Board is offering space in its schools to the Porcupine Health Unit. Chairman Bob Brush says the board will do everything to promote the clinics.
We support vaccinations and we encourage all staff, all students, all families to study the science, and we encourage being vaccinated.
Exactly where and when the clinics will operate is up to the health unit. A celebration of coming back to life from pandemic restrictions is set for Saturday afternoon in downtown Timmins. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell says the Back to Life Street Fest runs from noon until 6 o'clock between Birch and Maple Streets on 3rd Avenue. BIA members in that area are organizing the event. Campbell says live bands will be performing all afternoon.
They also have the Warriors Kanata Motorcycle Club going to be there, and the Timmins Tuners Car Club are going to be there. So all the great vintage vehicles and great rides for people to see.
Campbell says bring a lawn chair and a bottle of water and take in the entertainment. The math isn't very complicated. Two more resolved COVID-19 cases in our region drops the currently active total to three, and the Porcupine Health Unit has no new cases to report. That leaves the running total during the pandemic at 2,154. The first full day of the federal election campaign is almost in the books, and party leaders are out with promises. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau is vowing that his party will extend business supports from the pandemic until March and create new ones that will help the hardest hit industries. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole unveiled Canada's recovery plan that promises to invest in jobs, mental health supports, and domestic tourism, and reduce pandemic support programs while adding a million jobs. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is calling on Trudeau to make specific commitments to have vaccine passports and mandatory vaccinations for federally regulated industries in place by Labor Day. Finally, this afternoon, back in 1915, all visitors to Timmins came by train, and when the mostly business class arrived, their first task was getting a hotel room. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says if you disembarked in South Porcupine, it was the Connaught Hotel. It was behind the station and one of the best in the area.
There was a tennis court out in the front. There was a huge dining room. The rooms were quite palatial. At the time, you could still see from the top floors over to the lake. There were even some bathrooms in that hotel, which was quite spectacular because at the time, not every hotel had your own personal bathroom.
Next week, where you would stay right in Timmins and some of the amenities the hotels offered. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.